Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards. Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 1st. Oh, wow, this is April Fool's Day. April the 1st of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, wow, in the wake of the recent tragedy, got a powerful show that I want to share with you today. This will be the first and only time I will be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying this subject or this topic. This is the type of subject or this is the topic that will get you 2 centimass and 1 in your skull. Or in this case, 5 centimass and 1 in your skull. So if you ever want to exit the planet, if you ever want to find out how to guarantee a swift and expedient death, then you want to tune in to today's show so that way you make sure that you do not, I repeat, that you do not confuse money and currency. The day that you do is the day that you die. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this show comes with a warning. All my shows come with a warning. But this one comes with a really, really steep warning so that you can understand the game. Because without understanding this game that you're playing, brothers and sisters, that they're playing with your with your chi, with your prana, with your energy, with your pneuma, then you could slip up and make a mistake. And there's no way the things that happens at the high level with, you know, people like, you know, Nipsey Hussle, you know, Dr. Sabi, Prince, you know, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Tupac, Aaliyah, Notorious B.I.G., you know, Left Eye, Sammy Davis Jr., Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, oh, man, Red Fox. The freaking list goes on and on. I don't know a black man ever that, you know, this that has not succumbed to this plight or this tragedy. And it is a travesty, but it's been going on since the beginning of time, and it will continue to go on. Because we must understand, brothers and sisters, especially if you are a melanated individual, that what I'm about to say is the most important thing that you will ever hear. You will not hear me speak on this subject again, because, again, like I said, if I'm able to get to this subject today without the call dropping, it would be a miracle. So if the call does disconnect, depending on the time, just call right back in. I'm going to call right back in, and we keep going. Brothers and sisters, the earth is a recycling plant. That's why it's called a plant. The earth is a recycling plant. That's where you got sodium pumps. That's where you got electromagnetic currency that's recycled. It goes up and it comes back. It goes up and it comes back. Everything is cyclical. Everything on this earth is cyclical. This is a recycling plant for light. This is a recycling plant for life. This is a recycling plant for love. This is a recycling plant for melanin. I just read an article that was sent to me by someone that I really don't even know, where scientists have finally figured out how to enhance the energy capacity of a melanated skin. Let me say that again. Science has finally figured out. If you want to, you can email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I will send you a copy of the article. You could probably Google it as well. And melanated skin, you know, darker the hue. Again, this is called black body physics. I've done many shows already that talks about carbon and melanin, and melanin is more expensive than gold. Melanin is the most expensive thing on the planet, the most expensive natural resource. And Earth is a recycling plant for creativity. Earth is a recycling plant for current. Earth is a recycling plant for currency. Earth is a recycling plant for money. And Earth is a recycling plant for melanin. The problem is that black people don't understand the difference between currency and money, and white people do by osmosis. White people, they overstand money and they overstand currency. And the moment that a black person or a melanated person starts to operate in currency instead of money, you will eat a swift you will meet a swift demise. Now again, this is probably one of the most dangerous things that you will ever hear today. Again, the article was written, the website was www.popsci.com, and it talks about melanin, the new conductivity of electricity. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. I did a series a long time ago called Cosmic Melanin, where I was talking about the plight of the black man. Or the so-called black man. And I've been saying this for 20 years, that if you are a melanated individual, and if you are an organ donor, you just sign your death certificate. Now, I'm not saying that you might want to just tell somebody in your family, but if you put that on your driver's license, you're a dead man or a dead woman. Don't tell nobody I told you. Now, let me make sure you understand what's going on. Nipsey Russell, well, yeah, damn, him too. But Nipsey Hussle, the young African American that just got 5 in the chest and 1 center mass, he's not here no longer because he understood the difference between currency and money. Now, money is a medium of exchange. Money is a contract between you and the government. Money is paper. Money is stocks. Money is bonds. Money is certificates. Money is notes. Money is treasury. Money is deeds. Money is a mortgage. Money is an instrument. Money is an all-inclusive trust deed. Money is a contract. Money is a trust. Money is anything that ties you. It is a contract between two people. Let me say that again. Money is a contract. Let me say that again. Money is a contract. Once you make that contract, you cannot go back on that contract, or you're going to get five in the chest and one in the head. Brothers and sisters, this is like, it's getting serious, because I don't want to speak on this topic, but it's important, because people obviously don't understand. Earth is a recycling plant for your creativity. All creativity, you cannot show me one thing that was not created by somebody with a melanin suit. You cannot find nothing of value. Let me rephrase it. You cannot find nothing of value that was created that promotes the forefathers' agenda, which is establishing the kingdom of God on earth, which is life, which is light, and which is love. Yahushua came that you may have life, light, and love. And the way that you do that is by your current, because you are a current. So there is a currency. You are the currency, though. You are like a battery. That's why you have an electromagnetic. That's why you're an electromagnetic individual. You have electricity and magnetism. That creates a current. It's a closed loop. It's a closed system. And if I can tap into your system and extrapolate your chi or your prana. So currency, unlike money, money is any medium of exchange. Why do you think they're coming out with cryptocurrency? Why do you think they're coming out with digital currency? Because currency is the game, not money. You're supposed to take your currency and trade it in for money, or reverse, or take your money and trade it in for currency. Because currency is a current, and a current is how you move. So a current is how you create. So the most dangerous people on the planet are creators. Why y'all think I keep telling y'all to create? Now, I don't want to tell you the history of why you should do what I tell you inside of my seven modules. The most dangerous thing on the planet is what I teach. Why y'all think I talk in circles? Why y'all think I do pay-per-view shows? Why do you think I'm going to come on today's show and talk in circles? And if you can figure it out, if you can hear what I'm saying that I'm not saying, good for you. That means those that have, like the scripture says, those that have eyes to see, let them see. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Black man, are you listening? Black woman, are you listening? You are current. You are creative. You are creator. And then there's certain other entities that can't create. They need you to create it, and then they got to steal your creation and put their name on it and monetize it. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you really, really, it's like in Louisiana. Cajuns are not Louisianans. They're not the original people from Louisiana. All the black people, you can't go to Louisiana and call a black person, as I found out, a Cajun. Because Cajun, even though everything in Louisiana that's from Louisiana in Texas, it says Cajun on it. Cajun this, Cajun that. But go to Louisiana and say that something that a black person makes is Cajun. You're going to get right out of town. Because Cajun is short for Caucasian. And so the Cajuns make the food. But the Caucasians, they label it, they market it, they monetize it. But all the creativity, it doesn't come from the Cajuns. It comes from the original Louisianans, whose names I won't speak on this show. But if you're from Louisiana, you know exactly what I'm saying. Because the people in Louisiana were the ones that educated me when I went to Louisiana. Now, let me make sure y'all think that just happens in Louisiana. All across the globe, did you listen? Now, I've been posting this young man's stuff. I wasn't really a fan of Nipsey Hussle, but the brother was buying buildings in the hood. He was building schools in the hood, teaching black folks in the hood how to buy what I've been saying for 20 years. He wasn't teaching morality. He wasn't teaching fear-based conformity. He wasn't teaching anything that had to do with fear. He wasn't teaching anything that had to do with religion. Nipsey Hussle was teaching how to buy profits and assets. Research all of his videos. The young man, when he was in high school, was talking about buying buildings. He was not interested in paper. He was interested in profits and loss and assets. That's why he's not here. Now, let me make sure you understand. Why do you think Suge Knight is in jail right now? Now, I am not a fan of Suge Knight. But Suge Knight is the only black man that had a black-owned company called Death Row that he owned all the original masters to his own movies, his own music. No black man, no black company on earth owns. Why do you think Prince is in the box right now? Prince wanted to buy. Why do you think Bill Cosby is in prison right now? Bill Cosby wanted to buy. Why do you think Michael Jackson is in the prison and is in a box right now? Michael Jackson said that he wanted to buy out and own his own music, his own creativity. The moment you start doing what I'm doing, you're a target. Now, as long as your creativity is going to somebody else that's of the dominant culture or this harmonious arrangement, you're good. But sign a contract, brother, to give your currency, and the way you sign that contract is by accepting that money instead of currency. That's why they are monetizing currency. Any black man or black woman that tries to own their own creativity is dead. You will not find a black man or a black woman on this planet that owns their own creativity. Now, but again, remember, it's not about individual race. That's what they want us to do. They want us to get into the individualism so that way we can't understand Wall Street. Notice the emphasis on the word Wall Street. Emphasis on the word wall. Do anybody know what a wall is? Now, again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. I don't like talking about this topic. But if we're going to talk about the topic, because there's people that don't, there's black people that don't understand why Tupac is not here. There's black people that don't understand why Biggie Smalls is not here. There's black people asking me why Left Eye is not here. There's black people that ask me why Aaliyah is not here. There's black people that's asking me why Whitney Houston is not here. There's black people that's asking me why Prince is not here. Why did he die? He had a lot more music here. They said Prince had his unpublished library was more than his published library. Say that with Michael Jackson. And it's amazing to me because there were black people, that's black people, like Pimp C. People are like, why is he not here? Why are these people not here? What about the lady that I interviewed, Sophia Stewart, here on Blog Talk? I interviewed her, talked to her for 2-3 hours. Y'all remember that show? She's the original creator of the Terminator series and the Matrix series. Why did she win a $2 billion and she ain't received a dime? The court said, yep. Now, the people that she sued, they got waived. She sued Hollywood, the Warner Brothers, and, you know, the people who made the movie. And they got the money to pay it, but how come nobody's forcing them to pay it like they did O.J.? You remember they told fortunately O.J. wasn't as stupid as he looked. He didn't have nothing in his name, but O.J., they still went to prison. But none of the people, now Martha Stewart, if y'all don't know, y'all remember the show, I'm saying Martha Stewart, Sophia Stewart, forgive me, Sophia Stewart, not Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart was, another story for another time. She all booed up now with Snoop Dogg. Have y'all seen that? Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg together in love. Snoop Dogg trying to stay out of jail. He's trying to stay alive. Snoop Dogg, I ain't mad at him. He ain't stupid. Snoop Dogg hooked up with Martha Stewart quick. But Sophia Stewart, at that time, African-American, a.k.a. melanin, a.k.a. black, a.k.a. creative, a.k.a. current. Currency, not money. Money has no value. Currency does. Now, I don't know if y'all getting the picture. I don't know if y'all can hear what I'm saying that I'm not saying. So if you can get it, if you can't get it, I'll see you on the other side. This is the true esoteric history of the internal conflict that is going on that's based upon the wall that keeps you from getting to the street. Now, I don't know if you understand, black man or black woman. And again, we're not talking about individual black men or individual black people. We're talking about a harmonious arrangement that is cosmic. This has to do with age. This has to do with a god that's fighting the god of Lemuria or the god of the Egyptians or the god of the Dehuti or the god of the green ones or the god of the melanated ones going up against the god of the Assyrians, the god of the brotherhood of the white snake. So this has nothing to do with individual hue because there is no such thing as a hue man or a hue woman. But, again, I know y'all believe in that construct or that contract. That's why you're bound by that contract. Now, remember when the witches came to me and they told me, dude, you need to cancel your contracts or you're going to get 5 in the chest and 1 in the skull. That's why I canceled the contracts. Taught this already. That if you're a member of the life management system and if you're a member of the Kingdom Menace Training Center, you should have already canceled every contract that you signed unknowingly since birth up until now. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot engage in the medium of exchange, but you shouldn't put your currency into the medium of exchange because you can't get it back. Because that the system is designed to siphon your currency because there is a wall that prevents you, black man, you, black woman, from walking on the street. It's called Wall Street. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Wall Street or if you've ever been to Wall Street. They trade something called paper. They don't trade currency on Wall Street. Now, maybe there's a few of us who don't understand what currency is. Now, Nipsey Hussle, unfortunately, understood what currency was, and it cost him. Dr. Sabi, he understood. Prince understood. Tupac understood. Biggie Smalls, he understood. Aaliyah understood. Left Eye understood. You know, Michael Jackson understood. You know, Pimp C understood. Jay Money said, Sam Cooke understood. Everybody that has exited this planet early, they understood the difference between currency and money. Money is just anybody can create money. Money is just whatever me and you agree upon. If we agree that oranges and we want to trade in oranges, that's money. I say money that 5 oranges will get you 2 pairs. And so now that becomes a medium of exchange. So money, again, is paper, is stocks, is bonds, is certificates, is notes, is mortgages, it's a deed of trust, it's an all-inclusive trust deed. It's any instrument, it's any trust. It's any contract. That is money. And that's extremely important because money is the medium of exchange on this planned net. But there are a group of people on this planet. They have a natural built-in system that based upon what science has been trying to figure out for eons, which is carbonite. Now, I did the series on carbon 7, there's 3 types, carbon 7, carbon 14, and carbon 21. And I talked about everything on planet Earth that was made by the forefather contains carbon. We call it melanin, but it's not melanin. Carbon and melanin is 2 different things. But everybody has melanocytes, regardless of the color of your skin. That's why there's some white people that got more melanin than some black people. So that's why you cannot just say it's race, because it's not. It's cosmic. It's chemistry. It's how the body produces melanin that keeps you on the wall so you can't walk on the street. It keeps you out of Wall Street. And so you must form a corpse oration. You must find a corpse operation. You must form a dead operation. It's called a corporation. Now, I got 3 corps because I understand the game. And you might want to understand the game too, black man. If not, your dog won't hunt. So the corpse, you must find a corporation, Otherwise, you will meet somebody who works for the Bar Association. They're called a law, which is another word for wall. Look at the word law, L-A-W. Turn it around, W-A-L, law. They work for the Bar Association. The bar is something that limits, prevents, blocks. There's a wall, there's a bar, there's a law, which is a wall. You may even go to Walmart. It's a wall. So everybody that's on this side of the Walmart, they go to the Mart wall or Mart law or martial law. So that's why they are bringing in crypt, that means dead, currency, you. They want to put you in a digital, they want to digitize you and put you in a box. That's why underneath crypt is what they call the blockchain. Negro, you remember you came, you just got off the chain. Remember you were on the chain game when you was on the plantation? The plant, the earth is a plant. This is a recycling plant. That's why it's called a plant net. It's designed to keep you on that chain, homeboy. It's designed to keep you on that chain so that way they can control your chi, your prana, and your energy. Look at all the stuff that I've created. Look what Tupac did. Tupac was 25 years old when he died. 25. Are you serious? Tupac did more in 25 years than most Negroes I know did in freaking 100 years. Tupac was excommunicated because of his currency. And if you don't understand the difference between currency and money, you're going to get five in the chest and one in the head, just like Nipsey Hussle. That's why he's not here. That's why Sabi's not here. That's why Prince is not here. That's why Tupac is not here. That's why even Left Eye is not here. Aaliyah is not here. Whitney Houston's not here. Prince is not here. Michael Jackson's not here. Bill Cosby. Why y'all think he's in prison? Why y'all think Suge Knight is in jail? Now, again, let me say this again. Have y'all heard this? Y'all watched the documentary on Suge Knight? The dude helped more people than he hurt. I'm sure he put a couple of people in some chokeholds in his day. I'm not a fan of Suge Knight, but Suge Knight is the only black man to have a black company that owns its own masters. That's what Suge Knight is in. Bill Cosby had enough money to buy NBC. The moment he decided to purchase NBC, all of a sudden, bam, Bill Cosby is in jail. Michael Jackson went to Tommy Ottola and told him he was going to buy not only his, but all of the Beatles' masters. And he told Tommy Mottola that I'm going to buy my own masters. Right after that, Michael Jackson was dead. Prince said, I want to buy out my contract. I want to buy the rights to my own music. Now, let me get this right. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around this, so maybe somebody can help me. I'm a little slow. I'm just a country boy from Forest, Texas. So maybe somebody can help me out. So I've written 50 books. And so you mean to tell me I'm going to have to pay you for the rights to my own book that I wrote? Because I'm currency. That means I'm moving. I'm not paper. I'm not money. There's the difference between money and currency. Money's fake. Currency is real. Currency is creativity. If you can create, that's why I keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it and keep saying it till they put my black ass in a box. If you ain't creating nothing, you ain't nothing. That's why they don't want Negroes creating nothing. Because the moment you start to create something, then you start to have value and you start to have worth. And now you don't need their money because you got your own creativity. You're a dangerous man. You're going to end up in a box. Now, I know you're probably thinking like I used to think. Come on, Brother Will. That can't be right. See, I learned this when I was in my 20s. I used to float checks. I used to bounce checks when I was little. And it was really interesting. I did a lot of crazy stuff back in the day, but I never got in trouble until I started bouncing checks. And I didn't understand why. You could steal money. Nobody say nothing. You can do this. You can do a lot of stuff. You can take a life. But the moment you bounce a check, because now you're dealing with the Federal Reserve's money. Because remember, a check is not real. Just like a piece of paper is not real. But all of the dollars are backed up by currency. But what is currency? See, nobody told you this, brothers and sisters. You know what currency is? What is the human body made up of? Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon. That's currency. Currency is elements. What are elements? Elements are like gold. It's like silver. It's like nickel. It's like copper. But the number one element on the periodic table, can somebody please tell me that again? I'm not that bright. You know, I barely graduated from high school. So based upon Gagu, based upon my book, The Standard, and based upon Dr. Gabriel Yibro, again, black man, should have won the Nobel Peace Prize for he solved what is called the theory of everything. Now, there are my boy that just died, Stephen Hawking, the dude that was in the wheelchair, he died looking for it, something that a black man has already discovered. Craziest things since sliced bread, but he was a black man that didn't go to, you know, the prestigious schools like Dr. Sabi. He was a black man. He cured every known disease. People are dying from freaking cancer, diabetes, sickle cell, and all of this shit. And Dr. Sabi freaking cured it. Can somebody, again, I'm not that bright. Can somebody please explain to me why there's people dying or suffering of diseases? Why is there something called an incurable disease when there's a Negro that has cured every disease known to man? I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. That's called currency. That's not money. If you don't know the difference between money and currency, you're in trouble. Everybody has money, but I don't know. I know very few people that have currency. And the moment that you take your currency and start buying profits, buying, again, assets, you better get some security. Or you better do what I do. You better fly low. You better stay low, fly under the radar. You better come on this show and talk in circles. Because if you don't, you're going to get five in the chest and one in your skull. Now, they don't care if you take your money and you buy assets or you buy profits. They don't care. Why? They still own that too. But what they can't own is your God-given, inalienable rights. They can't own that. Because God is the frequency of 432.2 or 43.2 hertz. 43.2 hertz. That's why you can never oscillate on that frequency. They will put a bullet in your head if you do. That's why all instruments are tuned to 440 hertz. They used to be tuned to 432. Now, tune your instruments to 432. Start playing or selling or doing anything on 432 hertz. See what happens to you. I don't recommend you do it. You'll come up missing too. Because that's the frequency that unravels the DNA. That's the frequency that lives. Anybody watch or anybody listen to the series that I did on frequencies? Anybody watch that boring movie on frequencies? It was called Frequencies, and the dude started playing music, and specifically Mozart. And it freed everybody's mind because it was not the music. Mozart played all of his music on 432, not 528. That's being promoted by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Horror. Now, anybody go to a horror movie lately? I've been to a few horror flicks. Anybody seen any witches lately? I've seen some. I know some witches. That dude's name is Horror Witch. Now, remember when my boy Kaepernick took a knee? His name. Y'all better wake up. Like, man, you're not in Kansas anymore. You're not in Kansas. This is the real world. You better wake up. Wake up. Y'all better stop playing church. His name is Kaepernick. His name is Kaepernick. That means Kappa Negro. That's where we got the word pick-a-nick. Picnic. That means that's when white folks used to go around and just pick any Negro every Sunday. They used to get together, and they would just ride around in the South, and they just pick a Nick, and they just put that food on the street. You didn't have to do nothing. You just, you know, walking wild black. They tell you But y'all ain't listening. Nipsey didn't listen. Dr. Sabi didn't listen. Now, I can't say they didn't listen because they didn't listen. What they did, I think, was the same thing that Prince did, same thing that that Michael Jackson. Remember when Michael Jackson, he made the song, They Don't Care About Us? Has anybody listened to the lyrics of that song? Has anybody seen that Lost interview that Michael Jackson did right before he exit stage left? He knew he made a contract with Tommy Mottola, who Mariah Carey said is the devil himself. There's an interview with Mariah Carey. Remember, she used to be married to Tommy Mottola, who was the head of whatever the record label company is, who owns all black people music. Now, can somebody help me out? I'm slow. Y'all got to help me out. How in the hell you make a song and you don't even own the rights to your own song? Can somebody please explain that to me? Whitney Houston died. She didn't own nothing. Can somebody please help me out? Now, Suge Knight is in jail right now because everybody thinks that he has something to do with it. Y'all might want to watch the interview. Again, I am not a Suge Knight fan. But Suge Knight is in jail because he got a brain. He ain't in jail because he violated no laws. Now, let me make sure you understand. Can somebody name me one black-owned music, major music establishment or company? One. Remember BET used to be, who owned BET now? They might as well should change the name. It should not be Black Entertainment Network because it ain't black. But again, let me make sure. This has nothing to do with race. Guess what this is about? This is about what I preached on Sunday. Anybody hear my message on Sunday? This is about the Christos oil. This is about Christ in you. Oh, man. This is about controlling serotonin and DMT. This is the story of the Helios Biblios. This is the allegory of the Bible. This is how to alter and control your vibratory rate. This is how to keep you from being Santa Claus, to keep you from coming down the chimney. You know, Santa, he goes in a chimney and he comes down. He's in a red and white suit that represents, again, the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. That's what this is about. This is a hidden esoteric true history of how to activate the physiological, psychological Christ lunar germ seed that's inside of every person. Black people just happen to have melanin that allows them to process melanocytes more faster. That means you have the ability to expand your consciousness rapid. And that just simply means you have the ability to create. That's why pretty much everything that is anything was created by a black man or a black woman. Now, that doesn't mean that white people can't create nothing. It's like I know a lot of very creative and intelligent white people that create just as much stuff as white folks, as black people. Why? They have raised their Christ oil. So anybody can raise their Christ oil as long as you get out of death. Oh, man. Father, I don't know if y'all ready. Father, are they ready? I got to talk in circles for a little bit because I don't know if y'all ready for thee. I think y'all still like King James. You are a spirit that has a soul that's trapped inside of body. Plato himself said men are placed in the body as in a prison. Plato said that the body is a sepulcher of the soul. The body is an ideal that carries one step further the ancient Egyptian representation of the personalization of the goddess Hathor, Hathor, as the bird cage of the soul. The body is that imprisons and that is equated. Again, reading from a book that has some quotes in it by Plato, that is equated with the ideal of death to the soul. So Plato was writing about the body that contains the soul and the soul that is controlled by a spirit. So the soul, again, let me continue reading. The soul in the present life may be said to die as far as for the soul to die, with the ruinous bonds of the body to impair or to import to the body its life by linking to it the soul's most dynamic voltage. Let me say that again, dynamic voltage. That's why they want you to vote, so they can take your voltage, because it's the vote, V-O-T-V-O-L-T, not vote, V-O-T-E, vote age, a vote with age, voltage. That's what this is all about, because currency moves, paper don't. Currency produces electricity, and it produces magnetism, and that currency produces ATP and ADP. That's called energy. That energy powers entities. That entities contains the energy. The energy is the inner chi. The inner chi. That's your pneuma, the ruach. This is about what they talked about in the movie Jupiter Ascending. That's why Nipsey is not here no more. He over, under, and understood the same thing I've been saying for 20 years. You better buy something that's freaking an asset and stop buying liabilities. Why do Negroes like shiny things? Why do we like bling bling? Why do we buy stuff that depreciates in value? Why do we buy, we don't buy anything that appreciates in value? Why can you not find me a black man that has any value? Or a black woman? And I know the names you're going to throw out there, the sports figures and, you know, Oprah Winfrey and a couple of black dudes that they let in. Again, they let a few in to throw you off one. They let a few in into Wall Street, the wall that prevents you from going onto the street. That's why it's called Wall Street. There's a few black men that they let pass the wall. And then all the other niggas will say, see, Brother Will, there's one brother, you know, he's worth $1 billion. Yeah, because he signed a contract. See, I didn't sign no contracts. I'm getting my money and my currency. I'm getting my money with my currency. But I know the difference between currency and money. And I'm buying assets. I'm not buying liabilities. Now, you got to ask yourself the same question that everybody else is asking. So how do we keep from meeting the same fate? As every black man, they die broke and alone. Just go through the list. Don't believe me. Just look at the list. Show me a black man die broke, and he did not die alone. Now, by definition of broke, I mean that all of his money, paper, is paper. He ain't got no assets that's broke, because paper ain't got no value. Y'all do know money ain't got no value. It's just a medium of exchange. Y'all do know that, right? Anybody can create money. That's why anybody can go out and create cryptocurrency. See, money is a loan on your currency. Woo! Father, touch the minds of your people. When you make money, you are borrowing against your creativity. So therefore, if you don't create nothing, you're in debt. That's why it's called a debt. We're in a debt-based society. You are a debtor. Our Father, which art in heaven. That statement alone destroys earth. Our Father, my Father, with art in heaven. So I talk about heaven, the cosmology. So again, everything that's in the Bible is also it's in the cosmos. So if you do not get outside of the body, and if you don't understand cosmology, then you don't understand theology. Of Isaiah says, we live in darkness like the dead. The book of Job says, I laid me down in death and I slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustaineth me. See, if we understand the word death, that's what our currency is. This inability to understand all throughout the Bible, where it talks about death, where is your sting, grave, where is your victory. Yahushua came and he took away the keys or the sting of death and the grave. That means you should not be operating in death or crypto, because that was crypto or corp, that's corporations, or the bar association, lawyers, because they bar. The word bar, if I put up burglar bars on my home, the bars are designed to prevent access. A bar, the same thing as you go onto Wall Street, a wall is designed to prevent access. The same thing if you go to Walmart, the wall, well, there's nothing in Walmart of value. Just go look around in Walmart. There's a bunch of stuff in Walmart, but none of it has no value. because it's a wall to keep you from being a part of the mart. And then we reverse it, it's mart wall or martial law. Now, all of this puts you underneath the law of sin and death. And Yahushua came and took you out from underneath the law of sin and death. And the only way for you to go back is if you take your hydrogen and your oxygen. Because I've done the metaphysics already on hydrogens and oxygens. You got to have that for you to produce a current. This is about a current. Now, Earth is a recycling planet or a recycling plant for light, for life, and for love. Those are all currents. Those are all things that make you move. Light allows you to see so you can move. Life is the animating principle of the body so that you can move. Love is the battery or the power source for light, and love turns on the light. So light, life, and love is the three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. So Earth is the place that extracts your life. Earth is a place that extracts your life, that extracts your love. That's what the dark side wants to do. They want to take out the element. Now remember, there is really only one element on the periodic table. The first element on the periodic table has the number one. That has the number one on it is hydrogen. Every other element is a manipulation of the one. So in essence, this is a shell game or a con game. This is the movement of one molecule or one element. So I can get all of the other elements or all of the other current gold, silver, nickel, platinum, any other element that you want to talk about comes from that one element. So really, we should just be talking about one element. Think about this for the moment, because all of the elements, that's what you are. You are elements, except you are the element of God. So the elements of the periodic table, we are elements. The Bible says that there are many members, but there's only one body. So there are many elements, but there's only one table. And all of these elements come from this one body. And so our inability or our ability to understand the elements of this one body, just like our ability to understand the elements of the elements of the periodic table, all come from one element. It's the ability to put that element into motion that creates. So the Father is the Father of creation. You are made in the image and the likeness of your Father. So you have the ability to create, but I don't want you to know that you have this ability to create. And the moment anybody figures out that they have the ability to create, they're going to get excommunicated. And that's what's happening, because there's 118 elements in the periodic table, but really they're not. Really, there's only one element in the periodic table. Earth is a place to keep you from, look at the word earth, to keep you from E-A-R, hearing. Take the H, put it in the front. You got H-E-A-R-T, your heart. H-E-A-R-T, heart. So if you listen to your heart, that's how you leave this earth. But as long as you don't listen to your heart, you continue to operate in blocks filled with element names. That's why they want to put you in the blockchain. Underneath cryptocurrency, there's a technology. And it's the inability to understand this technology what's going to destroy your theology. Because remember, stocks, bonds, birth certificates, any notes, whether it's the U.S. Treasury, whether it's the Federal Bank Reserve note, any deed, any all-inclusive contract deed. Remember, I studied contract law. As I wrote all my real estate contracts, as I wrote the contract that I did with it when I had the inspirational ground, because I understood contract law. Y'all remember when I worked in insurance? And, again, they say, dude, you should go. You understand law, insurance law, the law of large numbers. You should be an insurance lawyer. So I almost got talked into going into law because I understood law. And law is L-A-W. Turn it around, you got W-A-L. Law is a wall. The lawyers. Now, the Bible says, Matthew 23, eight times, woe unto you lawyers. Jesus himself didn't like lawyers. Why? He says, woe unto you lawyers. You yourself cannot enter into my kingdom, and you prevent other people from entering into my kingdom. See, Nipsey Hussle entered into the kingdom. And they took him out because he was starting to tell other people how to enter into the kingdom. See, I'm already in the kingdom. And the moment I start telling people how to enter into the kingdom, then I put an X on my chest. That's why I talk in circles. That's why I don't ever come on this show and just tell you blank truth. That's why even though I've been talking for an hour, I pretty much ain't said too much of nothing. But all I'm simply telling you is that something that you're doing that is very dangerous to your health. And if you wake up and if you are an African-American and if you start creating something of value and if you start buying things that are tangible assets, land, real estate, things that either produces any type of residual income, meaning you buy it once, and you get paid on it for the rest of your life, like books, like music. You write a song once, you get something called royalties. The moment you start doing that, and it's in your own name, why y'all think I publish my own books? Why y'all think my books are not on Amazon? Why y'all think my books are not registered in the Library of Congress? Those are contracts. The moment I do that, and then I tell the white man, I don't want you in my life, and I'm not going to pay my taxes. I am a dead man. So I don't sign contracts. Let me make sure you understand the game, the deep level of the game. They want you to sign the contract unknowingly. Now, you've already signed a plethora of them. You got a driver's license? That's a contract. You got a birth certificate? That's a contract. Oh, you got a Social Security card? That's a contract. You got a corporation? That's a contract. So anything that you buy, sell, or do anything with those contracts, they own. The moment that you go against, if you get on the road and you drive and you violate the contract, which is an agreement that you made with the Department of Transportation, the DPS, Department of Transportation Safety Officer, he's going to pull you over because he has legal jurisdiction over you because you signed an agreement with the state when you took their driver's license and said, I will obey your law. You can. I see your wall, and I'm going to stay on the right side of the wall. But the moment you don't, and they pull you over, that's why people got to me. Well, you know, I can drive on the streets. You know, then they can't pull me over. Y'all hear these people telling you how to go to court and beat the court? Yeah, I ain't seen no black person do that. Y'all heard about what happened to Wesley Snipes, right? Oh, y'all didn't read why Wesley Snipes just got out of prison. Now, there's a whole bunch of videos on YouTube with black people, with white people arguing in court and winning. You ain't seen no black people going to court and talking about, yeah, I want to come in as a straw man and, you know, I want to declare myself as a citizen and I'm not a, you know, member of the United States government or member of the United States. I want to, you know, basically exercise my de facto person and all that mumble. I went through all that stuff, too. I was part of an organization called Build Freedom. Way back before y'all was even, most folks on this call was even born. That was in the 70s and the 80s. And in Build Freedom, they taught you how to pay no taxes. They taught me how to become a perpetual traveler. Anybody want to blow their cookies? Anybody? Look that up. Perpetual traveler. Well, you're not a citizen of no country. You just travel. You just, every 3 months you move. A perpetual traveler. All of them was white. That's why I got my black ass out of there. Now, let me make sure. I'm not saying that it don't work. I'm just saying it don't work for you, boo-boo, if you are melanated. Why? They need you to create so they can put their name on it and sell it and monetize it. Now, there is nothing wrong with that because you get paid. Look at the NFL. All the Negroes get paid very well. They still Negroes. They still on a plantation. But guess what? That's a pretty good plantation. So, again, I ain't mad at Kobe. I ain't mad at LeBron. I ain't mad at Michael Jordan. I ain't mad at, Shaq, Tim Duncan, all these guys, athletes who basically blew out their knees and all stuff. Brother, trust me, if I was 6'5", 350, I'd be in the NFL right now, smoking people and getting paid. Now, what I'm getting paid is peanuts, but, hey, that's still a lot of peanuts. It is what it is. Don't fight the system because you're not going to win. I see Negroes go up all the time, and they get mowed down. Y'all see what happened in Waco, and those are white folks. Now, they do that to their own. What do you think they're going to do to you? Y'all heard about Ruby Ridge? Y'all didn't hear about Ruby Ridge? Watch the videos. Those are white folks. So if they going to do that to their own people, what you think they're going to do to you? Go out in the woods if you want to, black man, and get you a bunch of guns and defy the government. I get a nigga talking about, yeah, brother, I'm going to move off the grid, my man, and I'm going to do this. Bump the government. F the government. Man, I love the government. I used to work for the government. Why y'all think I'm still alive? Because, again, I ain't trying to fight the government. I go above the government. I go and I deal with ruling dispositions and viceroys. So I go over their head. I don't deal with no imps and no little demons. I handle shit that's up there with the forefathers. I'm up here with the big G's. So therefore, when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. I walk through. I don't run. I ain't scarred. God has not given me a spirit of fear. Now, some people can hear this message and you get a little scarred. I understand. I just recommend that you finally understand what I understand, and you get yourself into a reasonable and logical understanding. So that way you get something called dunamis power. And once you get that dunamis power, you understand the allegorical book that you call the Helios Biblios, because that is your basic instructions before leaving Earth. Let me say it again, B-I-B-L-E, Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's the body. But your body, as I talked about on Sunday, you got to put on the corruptible, must put on incorruptible now, not next week. You have to work while it's day. And then it says the mortal must put on immortality. We read that on Sunday. That you should be doing that now. How? That's what I teach in the Life Management System. What is that? That means that you raise your currency, you raise your oil. That's why it's called Christ, because the word Christ in the Greek means oil. But the oil is not what you slap on the outside of your head. The oil is what's inside of your freaking cranium. It's in your skull. And if you don't raise your oil from your sacred place, the holies of holies, it's called the sacrum for sacred. And if it doesn't come up 33 steps, Jacob's ladder, those 33 bones, and if it doesn't cross the pneumogastric nerve, anybody want to build a cookie? Why is the word pneuma? Is it for your nerves that's in your neck? Why is it the exact same word that's in the Bible for spirit? Can somebody please break that down for me? Now, I already know the answer. I just hope that you know the answer. Why nothing happens in your life until the Christ lunar germ seed that's deposited inside of your body once a month. So you got 12 times every month to get your shizness right. Every year. Now, it takes them 75 to 100 years to kill you. Nobody dies. Everybody's killed because you can't die. You're eternal. Do you know that scientists have proven that the lunar germ seed, that you are eternal? Now, you hang out in, and that's what the Bible says. Mortal must put on immortality. Yahushua came and he defeated death in the grave. He said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? He went down into the lower sacrum. That's what it means, sacrum. That's the root chakra. That's the genitalia. That's where the Gentiles is code for Gentiles. So the genitalia is what it's talking about. So all throughout the Bible, when it's talking about the Gentiles, the Gentiles, it's talking about your genitals. So in the genitals is where the problem is at. Why? That's where lust comes from. Because that's when the little head starts thinking from the big head. And you make bad decisions because it's all about sex. But as I talked about before, sex, sensuality, spirituality gives you superiority. Most people do not understand sexual transmutation. Therefore, the sex energy rules you like it used to rule me. But once you make your sex energy your B-I-T-C-H, bam, that's when you become a threat. Because now you're not following around with your nose wide open following the nookie. Now instead of having orgasms, you are creating a freaking organization. You become a dangerous 5 in the chest, 1 in the head. Now, if my boy Nipsey was just out, you know, banging chicks and just blowing his money on cars and stuff, and he was just buying liabilities and he was making babies and he was just another freaking, you know, who's my boy out there that got R. Kelly? If he was another R. Kelly, that fool would live to be 100. But no, he got a brain. And his brain told him, don't just go out and make babies and don't take care of them. His brain told him, buy land, buy buildings, build schools, teach young people, teach your own people. All of a sudden, y'all know the story that freaking FBI was following Martin Luther King around almost since birth. Tupac, his mother, and his daddy was basically took out by the FBI, CIA, one of the alphabet soups. So y'all think Tupac? Man, Tupac had, he was born with an X on his chest, as are most Afro-Americans. That's when I see young black men, it's just sad. It's just like, why y'all think they all feminized? Why y'all think most black dudes ain't got a clue? Most Negroes I know, they walk around here doing the same thing I did when I was in my 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Yeah, I was an old player, chasing nookie. That's why I didn't have no problems. I had knowledge, but I wasn't applying it. So I wasn't a threat. So they're like, okay, that fool don't know what he's doing. We're not worried about him. Let's go on to somebody else on the list. But the moment, brother, the moment, sister, you start exercising your God-given rights, not your man-made rights, your God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The moment that you start to come into the true esoteric history of mankind and realize that there is no such thing as no human, that word doesn't exist. It does not even in the Bible. It means a spiritual dead man. The moment you realize that you're not dead, the moment you realize that it takes them 75, the average person lives anywhere from 65 to 75 years before you are pronounced dead, because they got to kill you, because you are eternal. So you can't die. You can D-Y-E, but nobody D-I-E's. That's what the Christ crucifixion story is about. Do you know what that really means? That represents the word crucifixion, and this is a whole other study for another time, but when we talk about the crucifixion and we talk about the, you know, the body and the whole crucifixion story and everything that the Bible talks about, if everybody understood the true esoteric meaning, the word crucified means, it's the same word as amplified. Crucified means to increase 100-fold. So the oil in Christ crossed the pneumogastric nerve and it amplified him. That's why it's always pictured with a golden halo that represents enlightenment. When that happens, that releases serotonin, that releases melatonin, and that releases DMT. You know, all of the psychotropic drugs people take to basically have a religious experience, the body produces naturally. Now, I wrote a book called Morpheme and Morphem, M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E versus M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E. One is produced by a plant outside the body. The other one is produced by the brain naturally inside of the body. So everything from sugar to alcohol to everything that you do outside of the body naturally produces inside of the body. You do not need it. Let me say that again. The only thing that the body doesn't produce enough of that you got to ingest is something called H2O. That's it. You can live forever just off the sunlight and H2O. And that guy in India that's supposed to be 70-something years old and he's never eaten physical food. This is true. The body's designed to live forever. Unless you can put some trash in it that you can't get out. It's usually some type of a metal. Because remember, the body can remove anything except for aluminum and borium, I think it is. Everything else the body can take out of the body. Meaning, your immune system is so powerful that it can take out, when it is operating according to its purpose, it can extrapolate and it can take the trash out. That's what Dr. Sabi always talks about. There's only one disease, and it's mucus. Because the mucus prevents oxygen from getting to other parts of the body. And that's why you D-I-E or D-Y-E. Remember, the word D-Y-E means to change color and come back. That's why the show that I did, 7 hours, I talked about it, improved mitemposis. M-Y-T-E-M-P-Y-S-H, where we get the word my, temporary, psychosis. Psychosis is a mental illness. We all are under mitemposis. Mitemposis is a word that means my temporary psychosis. Or psychosis means that we're temporarily insane because we're doing things that kill ourselves. So you really think about it, everything that we do from the time we wake up. When you wake up, you take a shower. The water that you bathe your body, your skin is the largest organism on the body. And the water that you bathe in is filled with fluoride. That's not your fault, because the government, they are here, they're meant to govern. Government meant to govern. So from birth, the baby, I just watched my daughter give birth. Baby, soon the baby come out of the womb, they poking her in the heel, and they talking about they want to give a vaccination shot. Baby's a freaking day old. Now, I think they said they want to do something like 14 shots. Thankfully, my daughter wasn't born at night. And she said, no, thank you very much. We good. And then the nurse was like, well, are you sure? The nurse even said, well, what if, you know, the baby could get whooping cough from the father. And the father was standing right there. My little son-in-law was standing right there. He was like, I'm good. Well, you could cough on the baby. What? She was just grabbing for trying to find a reason to put a needle into a one-day-old baby. When you come out the womb, they attack you. And we don't help the matters. We put chemicals on our skin. We put chemicals on our arm. There's chemicals in our food. There's chemicals in the air. So it's amazing. You live still while immersed. It's like when you take or you go swimming, you are immersing your body in poison, chloride. I mean, the pool is filled with it, and you jump into the pool. That's what the earth is like. When you're born into a planet that's filled with death for spiritual beings. And you still live how long? Think about that. That's how powerful you are. Because you should live 700, 800, 900, 1,000 in the Bible, remember? Methuselah and all those dudes in the Bible, Enoch, them fools were 700, 800, 900, 1,300 years old. And for you to make it to the amount of years that you do make it, unless, again, you get 5 in the chest and 1 in the head, because you start to do one thing. So, brothers and sisters, what do we do? Okay, number one, you don't fight evil with evil. You destroy evil with good. So what does that mean? I know all of this stuff. So how come people who usually know what I know, they go crazy, they commit suicide, or they start talking, and they end up getting 5 in the chest and 1 in the head. So how come I'm still here? Number one, brothers and sisters, this is very important. All of this knowledge that you get is not for you to fight the system. That causes something called stress, which is the number one thing that causes harm or causes disharmony. So you have dis-ease. So stress. So God has not given me a spirit of stress. See, I know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. They can kill this body, but they can't kill this spirit. So I know that my spirit is eternal. So I don't care what they do with the body, because they can't get to my spirit. So long as I get my spirit right, all of your emphasis should be on, the Bible says, walk in the spirit, what happens? Anybody remember that scripture? Walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So everybody listen to the sound of my voice. Remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So I will not be picketing in front of the freaking abortion clinic. If a woman wants to have an abortion, that's her right. That's her body. Boo-boo, knock yourself out. I am not for all my children drink. And people say, man, well, what do you know? I remember when I told y'all when they was kids, you know, I would let them drink in my house. If my children, who I'm told that y'all should not drink, they know alcohol. They know that alcohol is the gateway for demons. And when they all drink, they all act like demons. And I've told them a plethora of times. So if they want to drink, you think that I'm going to lose any sleep because they drink? Hell no. I'm going to sleep like a newborn baby. That's what I mean by weaponized caring. Now, when I was younger, dumber, and stupider, oh, yeah, I was worried and, you know, stressed out and, oh, man, what's going to happen to them if they, you know, drink and drive and this, that, and the other? Number two, stop caring about shizness. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Everybody on this earth is responsible for themselves. You are responsible for yourself. Love yourself and love your God. And then people will see self-love is the most attractive thing on earth. When people see you taking care of yourself and you ain't kissing the ring finger of the Pope, let the Pope come to town. The Pope came to San Antonio. Man, that was people lined up for freaking miles. I was sitting at home watching TV and eating a bowl of Captain Crunch cereal. Let a celebrity come to town. Yeah, I mean, really? We saw Tim Duncan at the movies, and it was like, you know, everybody was like, oh, that's Tim Duncan. What is Tim Duncan? He's just another Negro. So don't get caught up in all of this stars and stuff. You are a star. You should be caught up in your own greatness. The fact that it takes them 75 to 100 years to get you off this rock, you are bad mama jamma. You should look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm the greatest thing since freaking sliced bread. If you want to see a star, look at me. Why in the hell are you freaking watching Oprah and watching this, that, and other? Why are y'all watching other people on TV? You should be on TV. We should be watching you. You're not walking around worshiping other people. Hell, people should be worshiping you. You got currency. But the job is to get you to not use your currency and instead go out and sign a contract and use paper. And everybody I know, that's what they're doing. Not this Negro. That's why I wake up every day and I'm creating something. This show is a creation. Later on tonight, I'm going to do something else. I'm working on Dear Canary Reports right now, working on some more books. Every day I'm trying to creating is the art of giving, and creating is the art of movement, and movement is currency. Currency is movement. When water, and your water, it stays still, it becomes stale, and it becomes stagnant, and the oxygen loses, it loses oxygen, and algae grows in it, and it becomes a death chamber. That's why they don't want you to do nothing, boo-boo. That's why they don't want you to move. They don't want you to create. Now, you can do anything you want, but as long as you don't create nothing, you ain't got no problem. But the moment you start creating something that's worth gold, that's worth silver, that's worth nickel, that's worth copper, that's worth aluminum, that's worth ore, that's worth any of the trace minerals and minerals that's in Mother Earth or Gaia, the moment you start moving minerals around, that's currency. Right now, most folk ain't doing no currency. Most people are moving paper. That's what they do in Wall Street. As long as you keep doing that, and you ain't going to have no problem in the world. They're going to love you. They're going to invite you to all the parties. Hell, they're going to invite you to the White House. You're going to be up there taking pictures with the president. You're a bad mamma jamma. You'll be up there with Oprah, you know, with freaking Puff Daddy and all them other fools. But the moment you start moving elements, which are people, because people contain all of the elements that's on the periodic table, the moment you start helping people create their own currency, watch your back, homeboy. Watch your back, because you might become a target. So, brothers and sisters, again, I don't like doing shows like this, but, you know, people keep asking and people keep wondering why, you know, bad things happen to good black folks, and why black folks, you know, why black men die broke and alone, because they don't leave no legacy for their children. They don't include nobody. We long rangers, me too. Let's not get it twisted. I don't trust nobody. I just like to fly solo. But I'm realizing in order to prevent becoming another, like my Dr. Sabi, look what happened to Miles Monroe. Now, did y'all hear how Miles Monroe went out? His pilot, he had his wife on that plane. Thankfully, two of his kids went on that. Dude had done that same landing for 20 years. And then on that day, He forgot how to land the plane. That's how Miles Monroe went out. Are you serious? And his wife. Oh, man. Y'all better make sure you know. Remember, y'all remember how Dr. King went out? Y'all think that the white dude who they pinned it on, y'all think that's how he went out? Are y'all still buying that story? No. Y'all might want to look. Remember, that was a snake in the camp. What about Malcolm X? What about Marcus Garvey? What about Medgar Evers? How'd they go out? Come on, man. There's always a snake in the camp. But you need to have a camp. You just make sure that your tribe have the same vibe. Because somebody in your tribe, they ain't got the same vibe. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch. You might want to make sure that you're hanging out with the right tribe. Otherwise, you might get 5 in the chest and 1 in the head. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless his name. Here's a name written that no man can pronounce. May the sun, the ruach, the pneuma gastric nerve, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make us out of body. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Can you paint up on the frame, dude? Can you stay? Everything.